A lot of songs today. It was fitting that that last song was Via Dolorosa. I've been to the Holy Land many times. I've walked down those streets. That's called the Way of the Cross. In the Bible, there's different things that happened along the way to Calvary. And that's called the Way of Suffering. That's what that song was about, the Via Dolorosa. And I've done it many times, many, many times. And we would sing at different places along the way. And it's all about Him carrying that cross. That's what it's all about. And it culminates with Him on Calvary. So it's fitting we'll close our sermons today, our little time together on the cross. Are y'all ready? Y'all ready? You ain't going to go to sleep on me, are you? Okay, here we go. The cross. Title of my message today, I've been in a series called Why? Why the Bible? Why pray? Why me? Why am I here? All kinds of messages on why over the last several weeks. But today, say it out loud. Why what? Now you got to help me now. I'm ill. Don't bother me. You know when people get ill, you don't want to mess with them. Come on. I'm just playing. You'll be fine. Here we go. Say it out loud. The title today is what? Why my cross? Why my cross? You had your cross, Lord. And I appreciate it. That was good. But why my cross? Why my cross? And the answer is because His cross is my cross. His cross is my cross. And we're going to look at that message today. We're going to unpeel this thing and see what we can find today. Why my cross? Why did you call me to carry my cross? And did He? Is it in the Bible? Let's check it out. Several scriptures. Just hang in here with me. And He charged them that they should tell no man of Him. Who's this people He's talking to? His disciples. Little crowd around Him. And Jesus is talking to folks. He began to teach them that the Son of Man, by the way, Son of Man, say Son of Man, Son of Man, that was His favorite term for Himself. I've said it before, if I was the Son of God, my favorite term for me would be, I'm the Son of God, back up. But Jesus didn't come for that reason. He is God in the flesh, and He loved being the Son of Man for you and me. God loves you. He loves you. When you read your New Testament, you'll see Him refer to Himself as Son of Man. Son of Man. I hope every time you read your Bible and you see that, you smile. He's trying to relate to you. He's trying to tell you how much I love you. And so here He is. He began to teach them, and He says this, the Son of Man, that's me, He says. I'm going to suffer many things. I'm going to be rejected of the elders. And the chief priest and scribes. Can you imagine how they must feel hearing this? They thought He was some great rabbi, some great teacher. The disciples, they started following Him, learning. And now He's telling them, I'm going to be killed. And then, humdinger of all, and after 3 days, I'm going to do what? I'm going to rise again. Can you imagine their eyeballs popping out of their head? Say. And He said, don't tell anybody what I'm telling you. But it's going to happen. And when He spoke this openly to them, Peter took Him and say it with me. He began to do what to Jesus? Rebuke Jesus. He jumped down Jesus' throat. Got on to Him. This ain't the way it is. So it's all on Him. Okay? But when He had turned about and looked on His disciples, Jesus flipped the tables and He did what to Peter? He rebuked Peter. He rebuked Peter really pretty soundly. Say it with me. What did He say to Peter? Get thee behind me, Satan! Wow! Man! Peter thought Peter was numero uno. Jesus put him in his place. Why? He said to Peter, you don't savor the things that be of God. You savor the things that be of men. And no, it seemed like normal. Peter's a big, strong guy. He's a fisherman. He could yield a knife. We saw him in the garden cut a guy's ear off not long after this was given. So we know what kind of man Peter is. And Peter was just trying to stand up for him and say, it'll never happen. But he says, Peter, you don't have it right, because this was the plan before the foundations of the world, that I'm going to come and give my life so you can be saved. And he didn't understand that. We still struggle with understanding it. And when he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, say this out loud with me. Here's our message. It's coming. Whosoever, help me, will come after me, let him do what? Deny himself and take up what? His what? His cross and do what? And follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. That's Jesus speaking to them, and he's speaking to us. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same will save it. For what shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose your own what? Soul. And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So, wow. We're talking about carry my cross. Why have I got a cross? Why carry my cross? So he's telling me, not only is he going to die, he's going to raise again, he's going to suffer, but he's telling me I've got a cross, and I've got to carry it. I'm just learning. I'm learning with you. Whosoever therefore shall be what? Ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. So he's telling us we have a cross that we need to carry. So let's just examine that today. Why my cross? Why my cross? Well, because his cross is my cross. And now we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty for a little bit. Not long. I'm tired. Can y'all tell? So anyway, it's usually one thing. It's usually only one thing that keeps us from carrying his cross. We've been called to carry his cross. We've been called to stand for the gospel. We've been called to tell others about Christ. We've been called to love him regardless. Yes or no, amen. Period. We've been called to believe in him. We've been called to love him, even if mama don't, and daddy don't, and my brother don't, and my sister don't. He's called me, and I'm to carry my cross, whatever that cross might be. I've had some hard times. Many of you know my life. I've had some hard times. A lot of stuff in my life you don't want. Now, some of you have gone through some hard times too. Probably all of us have had some. But I've had some cross carrying. But that's what he called me to. Not as a preacher, as a follower of Christ. You know, I'm not better than you. I'm not above you. Oh, Clark, he's the preacher now. He got it made. I ain't got it made. I mean, I got it made because he loves me, and I can do anything because of him. Amen. But I'm just like you, and I have to carry my cross too. So, but it's usually one thing that'll keep you from carrying that cross. And here's a story I'd like to share. You know the story. Many of you would. It's a story of the rich young ruler. It's usually one thing that'll keep you from carrying his cross. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and he kneeled down unto him, this young guy, and he asked Jesus, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Young, businessman, loaded. And Jesus said, why are you calling me good? There's none good but one. That's God. So he starts having this little conversation. You know the commandments. Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Don't defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And a young businessman, he answered Jesus and said, all these things I've done since I was young. Look at me. And Jesus, beholding him, what's that word say? Beholding him, he what? He what? He loved him, and he said unto him, one thing you lack. Go your way. Sell whatever you have and give it to the poor. And you shall have treasure in heaven. Say this with me. Say it with me. Come and take up your what? And follow me. We've got a cross. And the rich young businessman was what? He was what? Are y'all alive? He was sad at that saying, and he went away what? Because he was what? He was rich. Now you might say, Gary, what are you talking about? I have no idea. No, I do. I'm on point here. Just trying to get us to see a story. He told his disciples and others that he was going to be mocked, betrayed, killed. He would die on a cross. He would raise again the third day. And then he told them, Peter didn't want him to do that. But that was the will of God. That's what it was going to be. And then he said, we're to deny ourselves and we're to carry our cross, take up our cross and follow after him. Whatever that might mean. Did you know the early church, almost all the disciples were murdered for their faith? Y'all know that, right? Yes or no? We wouldn't be here today if it weren't for people that went before us. That when it came to their faith, believing Jesus died on a cross and he rose from the dead, they gave their life for it. And today we church shop. Y'all hear me or not? Okay? We preach the gospel here. We preach Christ here. Now, we love the Lord here. We love you. But I'm not doing this for a popularity contest. Okay? I'm not going to smooze up to you. I love you. I care for you. But this is real to me. Got it or not? I don't all of a sudden on Easter, I turn into a guy that preaches about the resurrection. We preach the resurrection all the time around here. Because that's my faith. Is that clear? Y'all hear me or not? If I already made you mad, you'll be fine. Living for Christ has a cost. We've been called to carry our cross. Y'all hear? You good on that? So this young man, this young businessman, he went away sad. It's usually one thing. This is my strong opinion. It's usually one thing, one or the other, that will stop you from carrying your cross. You want to know what they are? Here they are. We're just going to use this boy's story. He was smart. He was smart. He was smart. I mean, Jesus told him about, you know, that there's none good, no, not one. And he said, you've heard about don't kill, don't steal, don't do this, don't do that. And what did the young businessman say to him? Well, I've done all of that. You'll never carry the cross if you don't think you're a sinner. You'll never carry the cross if you're too smart for Jesus, okay? Y'all hear me or not? Say, he'll reject the proud, but he'll give grace to the who? To the humble. So this guy was smart. You know what else this guy had? He had what? I'm still worried about you. So this joker, he was smart, and this joker, he had what? Stuff. So what's that mean? Here's my strong opinion. It's usually one of those that stops us. It's usually one of those two things right there that stop us from carrying the cross in our life. I know better. I'm smarter. I mean, I like him having the cross, but I don't want one. We so quickly blame God. We let bad things happen in our life. We'll even cause the bad stuff to happen in our life. I've counseled hundreds, if not thousands of people. And how quick we are to take our problems and blame somebody else or blame God. Y'all hear me or not? Say, have you ever done that before? Blame God for your problem that you did? I'm just telling you. You're not that smart. Smartest thing you'll ever do is humble yourself and carry his cross. This young man, he was smart. But he also had stuff. He had stuff. Buddy, buddy, buddy. stuff has caught, you know, being stupid has caused me to not carry his cross at times, and being having too much stuff has caused me not to carry his cross like I should. Anybody else want to amen on that one or not? I know better. You know, and then I got, you know, this, and I get my focus on stuff instead of the cross. Is that true, yes or no? I'm not trying to beat you up today. I mean, I had to preach something, right? You know, it says that Jesus didn't even have, he said foxes have holes, birds have nests. Say it with me if you know it, but the Son of Man doesn't even have a what? A place to lay his what? People think Jesus was poor. He was poor on purpose. He didn't want to lose his mission. Do you think Jesus had big offerings? Do you think when he went somewhere and he healed the sick and the blind, do you think people probably wanted to give him money and give him stuff? Yes or no? If you had a son that was blind or a daughter that was dead and he raised her from the dead, you think you might just give him the brand new car? But who was his treasurer? Judas. Remember? Jesus didn't have a place to lay his head because he never lost focus on his cross. Does that make sense to you? And I'm not saying we're Jesus. I get that. I'm not anti-getting stuff and having funds. I'm not anti any of that. I'm just trying to say there's two things that will usually stop you from carrying a cross. From that story, and I believe it's true, man. I believe it's we're too smart or our focus is too much on our stuff. Does that make sense? I'd answer that on Jeopardy if they asked me. I really would. I think that would be the answer. It's usually our own smarts and arrogance and pride, or it's the stuff that gets us. Amen? So, he called us to carry his cross, though. So what is it? It's not going to be much longer. What is carrying his cross? Let's look at it. Jesus said this. Here it is. It's coming after him. That's what it is. It's denying yourself. Whatever the situation might be that you find yourself in. It's exchanging your life's ambitions and rights for his and the gospel. Yes or no, amen. This is the way I do it. It's what I want. Well, then you're not a follower of Christ. It ain't your way or the highway. It's his way or the highway. Y'all hear me or not? It's funny. We'll sit here and celebrate the resurrection. I like that, but I don't like this other stuff. No, he's pretty serious about his word and his commands. Y'all hear me? And again, it means that this is what I'm going to do. It's not being ashamed of him as you live out your life in this world. Oh, I can't say anything to them. You know, what will they think? I could give a rip. But here's the other side of the coin. Don't try to be too smart. If you live out your life for Christ before people, there's a good chance they won't reject you. They'll appreciate it. It's like our government sometimes just dumbs us down. I'm sorry. Don't let society dumb you down. Hey, this is a wonderful thing to have Christ in your heart. It's a wonderful thing to pray over your food in a restaurant. It's a wonderful thing to love people and to share with people. It's a wonderful thing to invite somebody to church. It's a wonderful thing to go and pray with somebody. Y'all hear me or not say? It's a great thing. Okay? We're not ashamed of him. Say that out loud. We're not what? I consider myself to pastor Inglewood. It might sound arrogant, but I really believe it with my whole heart. When I go to a restaurant, when I go anywhere I go, I usually got a pair of shorts on, tennis shoes, ball cap, so they think I got hair. But I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm not ashamed that he saved me in Rockingham. Look at my life. God has blessed me. Why would I be ashamed of him? You hear me? I'm not saying sometimes I don't drop that cross or do it wrong. But we shouldn't be ashamed of Christ. Is that clear? Amen. So how do I carry the cross, Clark? How do I do it? Here we go. Real quick. We're done, Raj. Push me all the way to the end now. Number one, to carry Jesus' cross is to confess Him publicly. Do you hear me? Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. He said, if I don't carry my cross, he said, if you deny me, I'll deny you. So you need to lose the idea that you can be a closet Christian. That's not carrying your cross. Any questions, class? That's not carrying your cross. I got to lose that idea. I need to confess Him publicly. How do I carry my cross? This isn't hard. This isn't long. Number two, how do I carry my cross? Don't be confused. Don't be confused. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father which is in heaven. So what does that mean? Lose the idea that God's standing up for you when you ain't standing up for Him. Do you hear me or not? He's standing up for me. You're going to live your life like a crazy fool. Deny that you even know Him. But when the stuff hits the fan, you're like all spiritual. It's a joke. Boy, Easter turned ugly at the Fellowship Church, didn't it? This is what happens when you preach too much. It's the truth, isn't it? Not saying God doesn't love us a whole lot more than we love Him. There's no doubt about that. But, this is something that's pretty serious. If he'll turn around and tell Peter, get behind me, Satan. Don't think he won't pop your tail too. Got it? Say. Lose that idea. How do I carry his cross? Number three, realize there's going to be what? That's why we don't do it. We'll lack conflict. Think not that I'm come to send peace on the earth. Jesus speaking. I came not to send peace, but a what? What? For I'm come to set a man at variance against his father and a daughter against her mother. And a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And I always say, that's easy right there. I'm sorry, that's terrible, ain't it? And a man's foe shall be of his own what? How many have had more mess, more fights, more disagreements, more crap, more things hard to get over in your family than with other people? Let me see some hands. The Bible's true after all, ain't it? There you go. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be conflict. There's a whole lot more conflict when you say you're a Christian and you're a hypocrite. And your family sees it. So don't blame your family when you're the problem and I'm the problem. There's going to be conflict. A cross, I mean, I like crosses around the neck. They're beautiful. But the real thing ain't quite as nice. Pretty painful. Yes or no, amen. Let me do a quick poll. I just have these thoughts that come to my mind because I've got a crazy head. How many can think of something in your life that almost stopped you from serving the Lord or just even believing in God? It almost stopped you, or it certainly caused you to question your faith or question why big time. I'm going to raise my hand. Anybody like that? Anybody like that? We've had, isn't that true? She's standing up. Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be conflict, sweetie. The good news is He's going to be with you. Hardest time in my life I went through. I thought I might even take my life. That's when I came up with this little bracelet. This is my idea, by the way. I'm smart. I made it the color of my skin. It says Jesus strong on it. You got one too? We give them away for free out here. But that came about because I didn't think I could make it. And I needed something. I just needed something to know that I can't, but if I rely on Him, I can make it through this. You hear me? And that's carrying the cross. Now, I failed a bunch, guys. I failed a bunch. Well, that's a nice thing. He don't kick you out. He don't kick you in your teeth. Amen. Get up. Let's go. You know what I mean? Come on. You know what I mean? He's a friend that sits closer than a what? Brother. Yeah. Keep looking. So what's that idea then? Wait a minute. Back it up. So we got to lose the idea that being a Christian's a what? I have a big problem with churches. A huge problem with churches. Huge problem with churches. That make you feel like that if you just praise enough, or if you just give enough money, everything's going to be great. It's bull. You hear me or not? Say. It's contrary to the Bible. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have a cross. What would the Christian life be without a cross? Yes or no? Amen. It's not going to be a cakewalk. So how do I carry his cross? Another one. Look at it. Say that with me. Know that your what? Decision to carry the cross is going to have what? It's going to have consequences. One, it's nice that he didn't tell you everything your whole life you're going to go through at first. Amen? That's nice. But you're going to have some, there's going to be some issues. He that loves father or mother more than me is not what? As much as I love my mother, we're not worshiping my mother today. This isn't resurrection day of my mother. Got it? And you know how much I love my mom. No. My mother is not worthy of worship. I love my mama, but only he is worthy of my worship. You hear me or not? Say. That's carrying your cross. Get your perspective. He that loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. When we have children, we have those children because there is a God who loves us. And all that life that we have, we shouldn't put that child before the Lord because he's the one that gave us the kid. Yes or no, amen? Am I going, Pastor, are you understanding me, Pastor Cooper? Am I a little bit in la-la land up here? You okay? He's looking at me like, boy, he done gone crazy. But here we go. He that takes not his what? His what? And follows after me is not what? No, when you carrying the cross is going to have consequences. It's not always going to work out just like you think. It's not always going to be hunky-dory. But making a decision to follow Christ and to put him first in your life, that's a big decision. Instead of arguing with the Bible. Lately, we've been arguing with the Bible thinking there's three or four sexes. There's not. Got it? Yes or no? There's two. That's the way it is. When are we going to stop all the crazy? He's God, I'm not. His word is true. That's a lie. Amen. This is what I'm talking about. There's consequences. I'm not saying it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying it might not be problems sometimes with certain people, but man, I'm going to follow him. Yes or no? Amen. Whosoever doesn't bear his cross. Say this out loud, the whole verse. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, say it with me, and come what? Cannot what? Can't be. I didn't write the Bible, but that's the Bible. I need to take that cross. Whatever that cross is, I believe in you. I believe you died, you were buried, you rose from the dead. I'm a child of God. I'm a believer in Christ. Your word is true. What you say is the right way. And that's going to rub you the wrong way, and it's going to rub others the wrong way sometimes. But his way is the best way. It's a simple message. Lose the idea that you're a follower of Jesus if you ain't following Jesus. This is too plain, ain't it? Say amen. No. We follow Jesus when we take up our cross. And whatever a day brings, I keep following Him. So how do I carry my cross? You got to count the cost. Got to count the cost. He that finds his life shall what? And he that loses his life for shall what? You can live your life for yourself. You make all the decisions. You do it your way. And there you go. And one day you're going to realize, what in the heck have I done? Or you could start following Him, putting your faith in Him, believing His Word, being in the Word, eating up the Word, asking Him to help change you. And you're going to go, wow, what have I done? What a change. How many have noticed a change in your own life over the last few years or so? Have you seen a change in you, yes or no? I mean, you're not bragging, you're just praising the Lord. That's all you're doing. Come on. Follow Him. Carry that cross. Melissa, how you doing? You stood up a minute ago. You've had a cross. You've had some struggle, correct? Okay. How you doing with it? I mean, I know there's multiple struggles. How you doing? Do you mind me calling you out? How you doing with that? Okay. How many days are you now? She's almost 8 months sober right there. And that can be a cross. So hard. You might not understand it, but she understands it. What might be your problem? The Bible says we have a besetting sin so often. There's something that does so easily beset us. I got a few of them. I'm going to tell you. I struggle with some things. But it's that denying yourself, and that's hard, ain't it? Because the flesh wants to do otherwise. Is that true? But denying yourself and taking up your cross, it's going to cost. It's tough. But God's good. And I'm proud of you. And I didn't on cue tell them to clap. So that means they're proud of you too. You know? So yeah, praise the Lord. So you're good. Great. Good. Carried across. Good stuff. Yeah, I'm so many of you are like, man, I hope you don't point to me. I won't. I know Melissa pretty well. You got to count the cost. Lose the idea that being a Christian isn't going to cost you. It will. Whatever that might be. I believe it cost my mother her life. She wouldn't turn her back on Christ. She was a loving woman. But I believe my stepdad shot and killed my mother. Shot her 6 times. And I really believe it's because she was a Christ follower. And she was a best wife, loving wife, good wife. And he hated the Christ inside of my mother. I hope it doesn't. That's not your cost. I don't know. But following Him does have a cost. Say it out loud. Following Him does have a what? The servant's not above the master. If the master suffered, you think you ain't? You think I'm not? But that's beautiful. Since the master suffered, I suffer. He's acquainted with my grief. Amen. And He comforts me and He helps me and I can make it. I am Jesus strong. That's where that cross comes in. My sins have been what? Nailed to whose cross? His cross. Guys, I just really want to encourage you to not try to have it both ways. You believe in His cross, but you don't believe in your own. We're going to have one. Okay? We're going to have one. And that's okay. Because we've got Him. And He'll help us no matter what we go through in life. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way. And it was nailed to what? his cross. Do you believe this? I'm quitting with this. Do you believe what Jesus told Mary and Martha? You know what they said to him, right? The brother had died. Lazarus was dead. And they blamed him. If you'd have been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I love this part. Say verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall what? Do you believe that? Is your faith in Christ today? Now, I got wore out on you. I'm sorry I went downhill on you. My energy level's shot right now. But the bottom line is, do you believe that? I'm not saying we're all going to die one day, Brett. But do you believe that when you die, absent right away, you're going to be present with the Lord? Do you believe that? That's what the Bible says. You're not a dog. You were made in God's image. God, you've been made to love. You've been made to love your family, your children, but you've been made to love God. He wants that out of you. He wants that relationship with you. And when you die down here because of Jesus, you ain't dying up there, baby. It's over. When it's over down here, it's just beginning. Amen? And that's what the resurrection is. If he didn't rise, you ain't rising. If he didn't come forth, you ain't coming forth. Everything we believe today is tied to his resurrection. And I'm going to quit with this, and that is this. Also, everything we're doing today is tied to his cross. Living the Christian life without the cross is ridiculous. Okay? The beautiful thing is, it connects me to Jesus in a way I could never be connected otherwise. When I suffer, that's the times in my life. Or when I'm struggling, that's the times in my life that I feel him closer to me than I've ever been in my life before. Y'all hear me now? Let's thank the Lord for his word. I got to quit. I'm rambling. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Come on. Just a little word today. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on.